You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar sekalian, banyak orang akan memanfaatkan akhir pekan dan liburan sekolah untuk menghabiskan waktu di luar rumah, di pantai, di taman, dan di hutan semak-semak selama musim panas ini. Itu mungkin adalah cara yang terbaik untuk menjelajahi negara ini, namun ada beberapa tindakan pencegahan yang harus dilakukan untuk tetap aman. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Boshe bersama dengan Amy Chin Yuang. Udara memanas, matahari bersinar, dan liburan sekolah semakin mendekat. Australia memiliki lebih dari 10.000 pantai yang dapat diakses secara gratis. Meskipun jumlah korban dari tenggelam di seluruh negara ini tahun lalu menurun, namun masih memakan sebanyak 249 jiwa. Migran dan pengunjung internasional cenderung berisiko tinggi karena mereka tidak paham dengan kondisi alam di negara ini, seperti gelombang besar dan arus yang kencang. Scott Harrison adalah petugas Community Awareness and Multicultural Programs di Surf Life Saving Queensland. Ia menganjurkan untuk memilih pantai yang dipatroli, terutama jika Anda bukan perenang yang percaya diri.
Important to understand that, you know, the red and yellow flags is a safer place to be when you go to the beach, and it just means that there are lifeguards around if you need some help. We've got the equipment there that, you know, rescue boards and jet skis, access to helicopters, and, you know, just understanding that, you know, the red and yellow flags means it's a safer place to be, and they can have a fun, enjoyable time at the beach, especially with summer coming up.
Jika Anda ingin mengetahui jadwal dari patroli dan juga fasilitas yang ada di sebuah pantai, unduhlah aplikasi Beach Safe.
We also have the Beach Safe app, which we actually get a lot of people to download for free, which actually has 72 different languages on it. So they can look at every beach around Australia and get access to that information in their own language. So if they're not comfortable in English, they actually download the app and look at the whole app in their own language. So, which is quite a useful tool.
Anda juga harus berhati-hati ketika berada di pantai. Bukan hanya berenang saja, namun memancing seperti rock fishing juga merupakan olahraga yang berbahaya. Craig Roberts adalah manager dari Aquatic Risk di Royal Life Saving Society. Ia meminta para pemancing rock fishing untuk bersiap dan siaga dan untuk melakukan pemeriksaan keselamatan serta cuaca sebelum mereka bepergian.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Anda juga harus tetap waspada di kolam renang dan di sekitar sungai. Craig Roberts mendorong semua orang untuk belajar CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
Menjelajahi Taman Nasional adalah cara bagus lain untuk menghabiskan liburan. Australia memiliki lebih dari 500 Taman Nasional yang tersebar di padang pasir, di hutan, di gunung, dan perairan. Mereka menawarkan berbagai kegiatan seperti hiking, berenang, dan mengamati burung. Beberapa taman memungut biaya masuk, sementara lainnya gratis. Tammy Hsu adalah ketua tim ranger di Taman Nasional Grampian di Victoria yang populer di kalangan pendaki gunung. Ia mengatakan untuk melakukan perjalanan yang baik, Anda perlu melakukan sedikit riset sebelum sampai ke taman itu.
We're seeing a lot of people coming to our parks that aren't really prepared. They might have a little bit of information, but they don't have proper maps or they don't have really good information. So I'd suggest before making a visit, jump online, have a bit of a look for the park notes. And get a bit of an understanding of what the park is about, when the best time is to visit. Are there any other issues that you might need to consider, like is there remote areas? What are the roads like? Plan your visit and know that you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time while you're there.
Meskipun Anda harus tetap aman, namun ia menyarankan bahwa Anda tidak perlu khawatir.
Apparently there's a fair bit of fear amongst new Australians for our parks. They're known for being full of spiders and snakes and being really dangerous places. So there is a lot of education that needs to take place to say they're fantastic places for body, mind and soul, and you can get out and do all of these fantastic activities.
Tidak peduli apakah Anda berada di pantai atau di gunung, jika Anda di luar ruangan, Anda selalu harus memikirkan terik matahari. Profesor Sanchia Aranda adalah CEO dari Cancer Council. Ia mengingatkan bahwa kanker kulit tidak membeda-bedakan siapa Anda.
2 out of every 3 people in Australia will develop a skin cancer in their lifetime, and of course many people will develop more than one. And it's concerning because it is a largely preventable cancer. It doesn't discriminate, although these skin cancers are more common in fairer skinned people. They do occur in darker skinned people and also in Indigenous Australians.
Ia menyarankan selama musim panas, jika Anda pergi keluar, pilihlah pada saat UV rendah, di pagi hari atau di malam hari. Jika Anda perlu pergi keluar ketika UV masih tinggi, ia menyarankan agar Anda menggunakan beberapa jenis pelindung.
You need to use all forms of sun protection. So hats, protective clothing, sunglasses, shade, and of course using sunscreens where other forms of protection are not possible.
Yang terbaik adalah pelindung matahari atau sunscreen dengan SPF 30 atau lebih. Anda harus mengoleskan krim tersebut sekitar 20 menit sebelum keluar dan mengoleskannya kembali setiap 2 jam atau lebih sering jika Anda berada di air atau berkeringat.
Choose a sunscreen that you like the feel of it on your skin because you're more likely to use it if you enjoy the feel of it. So shop around, test out some different ones, find the one that works for you. They're not all sort of thick white greasy things anymore.
Tetaplah aman di musim panas ini, dan jika Anda memiliki keluarga yang berkunjung dari luar negeri, pastikan untuk membagikan tips ini kepada mereka supaya mereka dapat bersenang-senang di Australia dengan selamat.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.